Minister of Education, Science and Innovation, Dr. Blade Nzimande, will read the statement, and he's accompanied by the Director General of the Department of Higher Education and Training, Ubabo Gwebs Konde. And we will follow the necessary protocols and procedures that we normally do when we have such a media briefing. And they will make further announcements at the end of this media briefing on other developments that will be taking place within the sector in a few weeks. Without any further ado, I would like to call upon the minister to come and read the statement. Thank you very much. Minister, over to you.
The right one, Ishmael. All right. Thank you very much, Ishmael, who is the program director. Let me greet the DG of the Department of Higher Education and Training, Mr. Gwebs Konde. The Acting Deputy Director General in our Department of Higher Education and Training, responsible for University Education, Thandi Lewin. I must apologize for our Deputy Minister, who is in Cape Town. And because there are challenges in joining from Cape Town, he is unable to formally join us today, as well as the CEO of NSFAS. Fellow prospective students, parents, management of our institutions, and South Africans at large, good day. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate the matric cohort of 2020 on their outstanding achievement of a 76.2% pass rate. These results illustrate the resilience of our South African youth and our schooling system in particular, despite the unprecedented challenges brought by COVID-19. I wish to convey comfort to all those matriculants who did not achieve their desired outcomes, to encourage them to take advantage of support initiatives, including the Second Chance Matric Program offered by the Department of Basic Education. As many of you know, by now, the National Student Financial Aid Scheme has not yet been able to confirm funding eligibility for first-time entering students wishing to study in our public universities and colleges in 2021. I am aware that this is causing great anxiety for prospective students and their families, given that the academic year is about to start and registration processes and induction programs are already underway in some of our institutions. This situation has also put considerable pressure on our institutions, which have been unable to finalize their admissions and registration processes. We called this press briefing today so that I can clarify on these matters today. NSFAS is facing a shortfall on its funding for 2021, which means that it has been unable to confirm funding for new university students. There are a few reasons why we are having this shortfall, which is largely, though not exclusively, as a result of the impact of COVID-19. We had, for instance, to continue to pay NSFAS students' allowances even at the time when universities and colleges were closed. As part of assisting with students' access to multimodal teaching and learning facilities. This means we have had an extended academic year which was not allocated additional money. Secondly, we had budget cuts across government departments. Thirdly, because of the deteriorating economic situation, many NSFAS applicants now, who in the past were not previously meeting the funding requirements, now do, due to the fact that they come now from families, though they were able to afford to pay in the past, but now because of retrenchments and collapse in a number of businesses, they can no longer afford. Of course, as I have said, not all these shortfalls are due to COVID-19 alone. The deteriorating economic situation associated with budget cuts had started long before COVID-19. In terms of the laws and policies regulating public finances for departments and entities, including the Public Finance Management Act, NSFAS is not able to commit to funding students without the requisite budget available to support this commitment. I am, however, pleased to formally announce and confirm today that NSFAS is going to be funding all returning NSFAS beneficiaries who meet the academic and other relevant criteria for continuing with their studies. Ngifisa ukusho namhlanje ukuthi bonke labafundi abathola uxhaso ngaphansi kwaNSFAS abesebevele besemanyuvesi namakolishi ethu. Uma bephasile benze kahle, sizokwazi ukuqhubeka sibakhokhela. Kusho ukuthi ke ayikho inkingo kwamanje ngakulolu hlangothi. In this regard, the usual processes apply whereby institutions share the relevant registration data and information with NSFAS, which is then able to confirm the funded list of students with institutions. During the budget vote speech of the Minister of Finance, Mr. Tito Mboweni, on the 24th of February 21, he indicated that government remains committed, to use his own words, to ensuring that deserving students are supported through higher education. In line with this commitment, the Minister of Finance then directed that the Department of Higher Education and Training should work with the National Treasury to identify policy and funding options to be detailed in the medium-term budget policy statement. I can confirm that this work is underway and options will be presented to Cabinet this Wednesday for its consideration and approval. The student funding policy is the responsibility of government as a whole, not just our department. But as the minister responsible for higher education and training, I have to get concurrence and approval by cabinet. We are doing everything possible to resolve this issue as a matter of extreme urgency. And we are quite hopeful, we want to say so, in the light of the commitment by the Minister of Finance that no deserving student will actually be turned away if they meet the requirements. The funding guidelines for universities for 2021 will be finalized as soon as Cabinet has made its determination in this regard this week. This morning I consulted the universities through Universities South Africa, USAF, and I've also engaged with the South African Union of Students on these matters. As common practice, we will continue to consult all our stakeholders in the post-school education and training sector on any developments within the sector to ensure that there is no stakeholder that is left behind. Not only is our sector experiencing challenges, however, we also have good news further to share today. apart from the first that I've already indicated, that all continuing students who have met the requirements, who are beneficiaries of NSFAS, will all be supported. We have agreed with all our universities, this is good news, that they will extend their registration period for first-time entering students for 2 more weeks, which means for this week and next week, so that none of the first-time entering students are disadvantaged by the delay in the finalization of this matter. And I have also indicated, and we have agreed with our universities, that care should be taken that NSFAS beneficiaries who do not as yet have indication of whether they will be funded or not are not jeopardized. In other words, we are not expecting our universities to take less than they had planned to take of NSFAS students, and the vice chancellors have agreed, such that NSFAS students, first time entering, are not going to be disadvantaged. As the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Innovation, we have been building comprehensive program systems, controls through the establishment of guidelines, protocols, capacity building at all levels, firmly grounded in the growing body of science and latest epidemiological data in responding to COVID-19. As seems to be the case, COVID-19 is here to stay for the foreseeable future. It doesn't seem to be seasonal at the moment. This means that we must all stay alert to the changing landscape and keep on planning for the months and possible years ahead. I wish to applaud the many students who have adapted to these difficult circumstances and developed new ways of learning and of coping. I must also acknowledge that this has been a challenging time for the academic staff of our institutions, who have had to adapt rapidly to new forms of teaching and student support, and who have shown commitment to learning themselves and supporting students, often across multiple different platforms. I commend this work, as well as the work of institutional managers, administrators, and support staff who have worked hard to adapt to the necessary circumstances and the necessary changes. Let me once more take this opportunity to express my most sincere appreciation, in particular to the ordinary frontline workers, such as security guards, cleaning and administrative staff, whose crucial role in the fight against the spread of the virus is often not properly recognized. We acknowledge and recognize them again today. These workers have and continue to play a very important role in ensuring that as a people we move, as we move about and enter different work and other spaces, we do not spread the virus or expose ourselves and others. I also thank the staff and union leaders and student leaders who have contributed to planning and support at institutional level. Let us keep on keeping safe. As I conclude, and as I have indicated that Cabinet is going to be taking a final decision this week, I will then be holding a more detailed media briefing later this week to update the sector on the beginning of the 2021 academic year and further developments on the funding issues related to first-time entering students and other related matters, as I indicated earlier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister, for the briefing. May I now open the floor to the members of the media for any clarity-seeking question based on the Minister's statement. Please introduce yourself, the media house that you represent, and state your question briefly. Thank you very much. We do also have Ignatius, who's mending our lines. He will also read any messages that might have been sent so that the minister and the DG can respond. Probably let me start with Ignatius. Are we having any further questions?
Porter FM.